The failure heard round the world. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Markets did not respond well to the failure of Congress and the president to push through a signature campaign promise overhauling the country's healthcare system by repealing and replacing Obamacare. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all opened down. And this is not just a U.S. phenomenon. Japan's Nikkei closed 1.5% down. The Hang Seng closed 0.8% down. Justin Urquhart Stewart is founder of Seven Investment Management. He joins us from London, where markets were also down. Justin, why is this a global reaction? Why, for example, do European markets care about U.S. healthcare?
The key issue for us is really what's happening to the U.S. economy. You know, the old line of America sneezes, the rest of us catch a cold. If America's got a problem, we get to hear about it and feel it really quite quickly indeed. We need the American economy to be doing well. And in our view, it is doing really very well indeed. So we look in some amazement where we see President Trump's comments about unemployment and growth in the economy, because we think it's actually really looking pretty chipper. But on the other hand, if policies aren't going to get through and there are going to be issues with regard to taxation, then that obviously will impact on corporate results, corporate taxation, and the possibility of actually quite considerable sums of American profits, which at the moment aren't being repatriated, which potentially should and maybe could be repatriated.
There is the idea out there that maybe the fact that healthcare has failed means that the U.S. can now move on to tax reform, something much more popular and maybe doable. It looks from the markets that that's not the interpretation being taken.
I suspect the general view has been that there's more chance of getting some of the corporate tax changes through, and the Republicans are likely to be more amenable to that. But at the moment, I suspect it's just looking at, with some astonishment, to see how quickly the policies that were seen with such strength to be waived by the president actually seem to fail at the first fence.
Justin Urquhart Stewart at Seven Investment Management, thank you. Fees on credit card bills. Annoying, maybe infuriating. But what can you do? Complain, that's what. A survey out today from creditcards.com says banks are willing to negotiate, but few consumers try. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Creditcards.com surveyed almost 1,000 credit card holders and found that 87% of those who asked for a late fee waiver succeeded, as did 69% who requested a lower interest rate. All they had to do was ask.
People have much more power than they realize.
That's Matt Schultz, senior analyst at creditcards.com. He says you should negotiate over the phone and be tough.
Your best tip is to not be afraid to walk away if they don't work with you.
But Linda Sherry of Consumer Action says they probably will work with you because you're hard to replace.
It costs a lot of money for financial services companies to get new customers, so the companies would rather keep the customers that they have.
Especially if you have good credit. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There is, in some rural parts of the U.S., a bitter divide emerging between farmers and a tractor company over software. These days, tractors have sophisticated software that farmers say prevents them from fixing their own equipment. So farmers are jailbreaking their tractors using bootleg software. Jason Kebler wrote about this for Vice's tech website Motherboard. Jason, describe the problem at the root of all of this.
So the problem is that a tractor has a lot more moving parts than your iPhone. So if the transmission breaks, farmers are really used to repairing it themselves. They've been doing this for hundreds of years. So what John Deere has done is they've locked down a lot of the parts in their tractors so that only John Deere authorized dealerships can repair them. So you can imagine that'd be really annoying if you are a farmer in Nebraska harvesting your crops. Something breaks down and you have to wait for a dealer to come out and fix something that you've been fixing yourself for years.
And expensive, I bet.
Very expensive. So John Deere charges a couple hundred dollars just to go out there and then $130 an hour to fix it. And often the repair is actually done by the farmer themselves, but then John Deere comes out there and connects via USB port to like authorize the repair essentially.
So tell us about these sort of like murky online forums where farmers are trying to get around these software locks.
Yeah, so farmers are an inventive and creative bunch. So they're hacking their tractors and putting cracked software onto them so that they are then in control of them again. And so what they're doing is they're going online, finding people who have cracked the software. Often it's Eastern Europeans. I kept hearing Ukrainian software and Polish software. And so I went searching for this stuff.
Yeah, well, what did you find?
Well, what I found was a forum which sent me to like a tractor parts website, and it said, like, here's a USB key that you can buy. Like, it was a physical part. So I bought the part, and then I got an email saying, here's your code to join the forum. Like, it was a dummy part. There was nothing there.
So when you get onto these online forums, you know, where people are trying to figure out how to jailbreak their tractors, what are some of the problems that you find farmers are trying to fix?
On the forums, it's just a lot of, like, has anyone figured out how to reverse engineer the USB key that goes into the tractor itself so that I can actually put this software onto the tractor from my computer? They feel like they have bought a product and they should be able to do whatever they want with it. This is a movement called the Right to Repair movement, and it affects tractors, it affects air conditioners, it affects appliances, it affects your cell phones. And we've seen this across a lot of industries where the manufacturers of products will lock them down in hopes of monopolizing the repair market.
All right, Jason Kebler with Vice's tech website Motherboard. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll post a full link to Jason's article on marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.